American Language Course, Book 14, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Look at the words in the box and repeat them. Be assigned. Be assigned. Be promoted. Be promoted. Be stationed. Be stationed. Be up for. Be up for. Chance, chance. Opportunity, opportunity. Promotion, promotion. Station, station. Retired, retired. Retirement, retirement. Listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
Did you know that Jim's been promoted to captain?
No, I didn't realize that he was up for promotion. Has he been assigned to another station?
Yes, he has an assignment to San Diego Naval Training Center.
I've never been stationed at San Diego. Have you?
I was there 3 years ago, and I go back when I have the chance.
Do you think it's a good place for retirement?
I sure do. I'd like to live there when I'm retired.
When do you plan to retire?
As soon as I have the opportunity.
Listen to the dialogue again. This time, write the missing words.
Did you know that Jim's been promoted to captain?
No, I didn't realize that he was up for promotion. Has he been assigned to another station?
Yes, he has an assignment to San Diego Naval Training Center.
I've never been stationed at San Diego. Have you?
I was there 3 years ago, and I go back when I have the chance.
Do you think it's a good place for retirement?
I sure do. I'd like to live there when I'm retired.
When do you plan to retire?
As soon as I have the opportunity.
Now check the words and repeat the dialogue.
Did you know that Jim's been promoted to captain?
No, I didn't realize that he was up for promotion. Has he been assigned to another station?
Yes, he has an assignment to San Diego Naval Training Center.
I've never been stationed at San Diego. Have you?
I was there 3 years ago, and I go back when I have the chance.
Do you think it's a good place for retirement?
I sure do. I'd like to live there when I'm retired.
When do you plan to retire?
As soon as I have the opportunity.
Look at figure two. Listen to the sentence and circle A or B. Number one, Jim has been promoted. Number two, he was up for the rank of captain. Number three, he has a new assignment. Number four, his next duty station will be San Diego. Number five, Commander Wall has never been stationed in San Diego. Number six, Commander Kent goes there when he has the chance. Number seven, he wants to live in San Diego when he's retired. Number eight, he plans to retire as soon as he has the opportunity. Now check your answers. Number one is A. Getting a promotion means getting a higher rank. Number two is B. When Jim was up for promotion, the Navy had to make a decision about his rank. It could be higher, or it could stay the same. Number three is A. Jim will have a different job when he begins his new assignment. Number four is B. San Diego is his duty station, so he'll work there for 2 years or more. Number five is B. Commander Wall has never been assigned to San Diego, so he's never served there. Number six is B. Commander Kent goes to San Diego when he has the chance, so he goes when he's able to. Number seven is A. He wants to live there when he has finished his career in the Navy and is retired. Number eight is A. He will retire when he can or when he has the chance. Look at figure three and listen.
Sergeant Dan Nelson will be promoted to the rank of Staff Sergeant July 1st. Sergeant Nelson has been stationed at Yuma Marine Corps Air Station since August 1996. He enlisted in the Marine Corps after his graduation from high school. He received his basic training at Camp Pendleton, California. He then took advanced training at Parris Island, South Carolina. In August, Sergeant Nelson will leave Yuma and begin a class for NCOs at Quantico Marine Base, Virginia. He expects to remain at Quantico for his follow-on assignment.
Now repeat the underlined words. Enlisted. Enlisted. Basic. Basic. Advanced, advanced, NCO, NCO, follow on, look at figure four and read the answers. Listen to the question. Then look at figure 4 for the information that you need. Write the number of the question beside the answer in figure 4. Number 1. When did Dan enlist? Number 2. When did he go to basic training? Number 3. When did he receive advanced training? Number 4. When will his follow-on assignment begin? Now check your answers. The answer to A is 3. Repeat. Dan received advanced training after his basic training. The answer to B is 1. Repeat. Dan enlisted after he graduated from high school. The answer to C is 4. Repeat. His follow-on assignment will begin when he completes the NCO class. The answer to D is 2. Repeat. He went to basic training after he joined the Marines. Look at figure 5. Repeat the pairs of words. Number 1. Cat. Cats. Knot. Knots. Belt. Belts. Sheet. Sheets. Map. Maps. Slip. Slips. Rope. Ropes. Duck. Ducks. Rock, rocks. Tank, tanks. Number 2. Dog, dogs. Law, laws. Car, cars. Gun, guns. Key, keys. Tool, tools. Mile, miles. Hand, hands. Item, items. Tire, tires. Number 3. Age, ages. Box, boxes. Size, sizes. Dish, dishes. Cause, causes. Fence, fences. House, houses. Match, matches. Guess, guesses. Beach, beaches. Thank you. Look at figure 6. Listen to the example.
Jack has a job.
John, too.
John has two jobs. Change the sentences. Use the words that you hear. Number 1.
Anne has one son.
Jean, 4.
Repeat. Jean has 4 sons. Number 2.
Kathy has 1 TV.
Radios, 3.
Repeat. Kathy has 3 radios. Number 3.
Jim has a test today.
Tomorrow, 2.
Repeat. Jim has 2 tests tomorrow. Number 4.
Dave studied for an hour.
Jim, 5.
Repeat. Jim studied for 5 hours. Number 5.
Jane's car had a flat tire.
Kay's, 2.
Repeat. Kay's car had 2 flat tires. Number 6.
Mary got a ticket.
Tim, 6.
Repeat. Tim got 6 tickets. Number 7.
Frank drank a cup of coffee.
Tea, 4.
Repeat. Frank drank 4 cups of tea. Number 8.
Sally speaks 1 language.
Carl, 3.
Repeat. Carl speaks 3 languages. Number 9.
Henry runs a mile every day.
Mark, 10.
Repeat. Mark runs 10 miles every day. Number 10.
Mike will play a tennis match today.
Watch, 2.
Repeat. Mike will watch 2 tennis matches today. Look at figure 7 now. Listen to the paragraph and write the missing words.
Mary and Mike are the children of a Navy captain. Since they started school 11 years ago, they have lived in 4 states and 3 countries. They have gone to 7 different schools and studied 3 languages. Mike doesn't like moving. He thinks that his grades will be better and that he can play more sports if he keeps the same coaches and teachers. Mary doesn't mind moving. She likes to see new places and make new friends.
Listen to the paragraph again and check the words.
Mary and Mike are the children of a Navy captain. Since they started school 11 years ago, they have lived in 4 states and 3 countries. They have gone to 7 different schools and studied 3 languages. Mike doesn't like moving. He thinks that his grades will be better and that he can play more sports if he keeps the same coaches and teachers. Mary doesn't mind moving. She likes to see new places and make new friends.
You can look at the paragraph on page 10 after the tape ends. Look at figure 8 now. Listen to a paragraph, then select the sentence that tells the main idea.
On every road and highway, there are people who drive much faster than the speed limit. Perhaps they are in a hurry and don't want to be late for a meeting or an appointment. Or perhaps they aren't paying attention to their speed because they're angry about something. Maybe they have fast cars and enjoy passing all the other traffic. They usually don't realize that at high speed, every second is important. If there's an emergency, they may not be able to slow down or stop quickly. They could easily cause an accident that hurts or kills someone.
Listen to the paragraph again.
On every road and highway, there are people who drive much faster than the speed limit. Perhaps they are in a hurry and don't want to be late for a meeting or an appointment. Or perhaps they aren't paying attention to their speed because they're angry about something. Maybe they have fast cars and enjoy passing all the other traffic. They usually don't realize that at high speed, every second is important. If there's an emergency, they may not be able to slow down or stop quickly. They could easily cause an accident that hurts or kills someone.
Now circle the main idea. The answer is C. The main idea of the paragraph is that drivers who speed may cause accidents. This is the end of tape 1B, book 14.